Hi, Virginia, how are you?
Fine, thanks. And you, how are you?
Fine. Well, I'm a little sad. Did you know that Anna has recently broken up with her boyfriend? And she has now decided to try online dating sites to find a new boyfriend.
Oh no, it's a terrible notice that Anna has broken with his boyfriend. She should be very, very sad, and it can be very difficult to go on for her.
Yes, totally. And what do you think about that decision she has made about trying online dating?
Oh, I think that it is a good way to know people, because you can be chatting with a person who is lying you about his appearance, about his age, about his personality, his work. I think that he can be telling you fantastic things, but really he isn't so. And I think it isn't a good way to know another person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't really have a well-formed opinion about online dating, because I have never used them to find a partner. And I also think that it's true what you say, that you shouldn't really trust what the person at the other side of the screen is telling you, because they could be lying. You can be easily cheated on, and it could be dangerous. But at the same time, I believe this could be a good way to know new people without moving from your home. And I think that this kind of communication can help people who are really shy to get new people. And you know, when people get pretty nervous in a date, and I think in this way they can express in a more relaxed way. And furthermore, I think that there are people who are not beautiful and don't have as much opportunities to get a date in real life as other pretty people have. So on internet, they can show their personality and get a chance to find a partner without taking into account their appearance.
I agree with you in this you have said, but on the other hand, I think that you can know people in another ways, as going to the gym, or going to dance class. If you go to this place, you can know the people face to face, and you can make an idea how this person can be, because you are seen him or her. And if you are behind a screen, you can see the other people, and it's easier to lie.
Yes, I totally agree with you. I also think that for me, it's necessary to get that face-to-face feeling with the other person, because if not, I think that they could easily lie to you, and you need to get that feeling and look at the moves, the nonverbal communication that you lose when you are on internet, for example. But I don't know. I haven't heard any stories about this kind of situation, about online dating. So I don't know. Maybe it could go well.
Well, I'll tell you one story that it happened to to a neighbor. He was chatting with a man during 3 months. She finally decided to have an appointment with him. They were having some beers in a pub, and it was a fantastic appointment. But then he suggested her to take take her at home, and she accepted. But when he was taking, when he got on the car, they went to a countryside, and the man finally killed her with a knife.
My God, cannot believe it. That's shocking. It's terrible. I didn't hear nothing like that before. Okay, so I think you are right. I think that she maybe should do better another option, like, for example, going on a club or joining some lecture club. I don't know. Well, did you want to go for a coffee?
Well, okay.
Okay, let's go.